We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, the focus here today, and we've got Superintendent Marvin Wade joining us here. The school board meets at 6:30 tonight, Robinson Education Center in Manhattan. That's at 2031 Points Avenue. And should we go over donations and grants next?
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be able to go over those. At every board meeting, we have donations and grants that we like to acknowledge because it really does make a difference in our school district. We appreciate the state funding and everything we get, but the donations and grants are really special that people, you know, go out of their way to make sure that funds go to certain things that they really value. And for this board meeting, there's $12,040 cash grant from Riley County, Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families. There's $4,000 cash donation from Riley County, Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health personnel support. And then there's $92,257.17 cash grant from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to USD 383 for YES Grants, Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp, and Classroom to Career Program. So that's a total of $108,297.17, all to, you know, very, very worthy projects within the district.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Nice to hear a six-figure one. We'll have to keep track. How many six-figure ones do we have here?
Probably. We got people in the business office looking at those things, I'm sure.
That's great to hear. Good stuff. Well, and I know that Michelle Jones always has some announcements as well.
She does, and we touched on these a little bit, but there's spring break, no school for students, Friday, March 6th through the 13th, and then classes resume on Monday, March 16th. And also, I'm going to read this just verbatim here. Our schools have been hit hard with seasonal flu this year, and we are asking parents to disinfect, wash, clean backpacks, coats, hats, gloves, water bottles, PE clothes, etc. over spring break. Our maintenance staff will have the opportunity to do some deep cleaning in our schools over the break. Let's get healthy. And it's just if we can contain it from where it's coming from and get our schools clean, and like you said, do a restart when students come back March 16th.
Yeah, and then really it's just downhill from there because the last day of classes is only about 2 months away here.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And that reminds me of one of the people I know are always interested in calendar. That is something on the agenda item for tonight is the calendar for the 2021 school year. This is an A1. That means the board will hear it, and there will be opportunity for people to give input before, you know, final action is taken March 18th. But the calendar, the way it's set up right now, and there's a committee that works on this, is that the first day of school for next year will be Wednesday, August 12th. And then the last day of school will be Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. So the first day would be August 12th, and then the last day will be May 12th. And then spring break would be March 15th to 19th, so pretty comparable to what we've got this year. And similar to this year, that end date is earlier than it has been last year, the year before that, you know, in recent years because of construction projects. We're trying to get one more week of the schools open for construction. So that's the reason for us getting out a little bit earlier than we have in the past.
And probably once you get a little bit further down in the construction, things will adjust back to maybe what people are used to.
Yes, that's the plan, would be to shift it back after we get a lot of these projects knocked out.
Are we going to have the continuation? I know some of the schools have extended days here where, like, the class gets out a little later than typical.
Yes, we've added a little time at the end of the days, and okay. I believe that is the plan for next year as well.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. And you mentioned there'll be time for feedback here. Where would they submit that feedback to? Would it be through the meetings, or would there be somewhere online that they could do that?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Mostly at the meeting.
Okay.
If they would like to send, I'm trying to think of where to send it to. That
maybe the board clerk, perhaps, would be.
Diane Dennison is the board clerk. Or they could call our office at 2000, 587-2000, and leave a message on it, or send us an email, because people go on the website and find my email address or others and could send if they're comments. But I didn't, you know, and they can find that calendar too on our website. So go take a look at it. If there's questions or concerns, let us know. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad you asked that. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, people could come to the board meeting the 18th and express any concerns, but they might not be able to come that meeting or want to give us input, you know, earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's good they have that option. And, you know, the USD383 website, and it recently changed.
And I'm Marvin W. at USD383.org.
Yeah.
Well, if they'd want to send it right to me, that's fine. I get a lot of emails.
And I tell you, the website is easy to navigate through. You guys have done some upgrades in that. I know that was a few months ago, but really easy, real simple, more user-friendly now.
I'm glad to hear that. I really like using it now, too.
Yeah, it's great. You mentioned here during the break here that Oliver Brown is getting closer to having colors and a mascot.
Yes, that we had the survey that was open through the month of February, and last count, and so it's closed now, but last count I heard was 443 suggestions or entries into that. And now it's a case of looking at all those entries, narrowing it down to the top choices in terms of what the mascot would be and the colors, and then going back to the elementary students and saying, you know, and I believe it's I should know this. I heard it before about what grade range. It's something like 4 through 6. There's a range there of students that we want to reach out to and say, you know, these were the top suggestions in terms of what people, how many people were nominating a certain mascot. Which do you prefer? And get the student input, and then take all of this to the board so the board can look at both the mascot and the colors.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward
to it. To have 443 people go on there and you know, say what they thought the mascot should be was really good. And I know what the top choices have been, and, you know, they're, all of them are good. So I'm real happy with it.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing more about that in the coming future. I know a lot of folks are excited about that new school. Obviously, with 443 suggestions, there's a lot of momentum for that new building.
Yeah, and, you know, like we talked about earlier, getting at that construction project really quick and, you know, working with Pottawatomie County and Manhattan and, you know, doing everything we can to get it ready to go.
All right. Well, Marvin, we appreciate you coming out here. And again, remind people to go out to the meeting 6:30 tonight at Robinson Education Center, 2031 Points Avenue. It's right across from the West Campus of Manhattan High School. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on K-Man.